You're with us for the morning show as we focus on your pocketbook and budgeting this hour. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. But first, let's spend some time on our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive that is in full swing this morning. I'm here with Mike Crane. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to be here. We're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs that you enjoy. Programs like The Morning Show. Support from people like you is the largest piece of the funding for WPR programs. And that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
These member drives are about finding members for WPR or encouraging current members to give. And we're looking for 10 gifts this hour. The hourly goals are important because they help us stay on track financially. And then we can keep the discussion going on The Morning Show and the other programs on the Ideas Network.
So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial free, and that means we depend on other sources of funding. We depend on state funding and federal business sponsors, super important. And there's another source that's really important too.
A huge portion of our support comes from listeners like you. Your support makes all the difference. It's the backbone of how things work here. So when you give, you're giving quality, independent programs here on the Ideas Network on the air. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Don't we know it? The world is constantly changing all around us. It's really hard to keep up in the 24/7 news cycle. And as a listener, you rely on WPR for daily news and information.
That's right. Listeners are telling us now more than ever they rely on public radio, and WPR members make this access possible. Today, invest in the programs you rely on because your contribution helps to keep the news and the conversations relevant. Make a contribution of $10 or $20 a month, and then we'll stay on the air for everyone to enjoy, and your gift makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Where do you want to go on your next vacation?
I would go to New York City and see some Broadway shows.
I would go to the UP to ski.
Someplace warm. I would take a friend of mine and we'd just go chill out on the beach.
Give any amount and you could win a $500 travel agency gift card for your next adventure. 5 winners will be drawn. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the details at WPR.org/drawing. Make your gift of any amount right now to be automatically entered. Here's how.
Vacation. I love it. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Crane, and it's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on each day. And that's why your support during this winter member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And it's the right time, isn't it? We value your time and we value how you make WPR possible. Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes. We just need to know your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Super quick, super easy to do. Your gift right now really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on each day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've got about 50 minutes left in this hour, and we are looking for 10 more people to join in during this hour. You make WPR possible with your yearly start of your gift. It's wonderful. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as that added bonus for supporting programs you love, you'll have 5 chances to win a $500 travel agency gift card. No contribution is necessary. You can see WPR.org/drawing for details. Better yet, automatically you're entered when you give any amount right now WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And by the way, Sustainer is making ongoing monthly gifts. Thank you so much, and you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a Sustainer, how about becoming one right now? It's easy to set up monthly donations, either from your bank account or your credit card, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for programs like The Morning Show with Kate Archer-Kent, programs you love, and you get automatically entered into those drawings that we have during member drives.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a huge difference. Right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Right now, we're talking about sticking to a budget. Americans' views on personal finance are at or near record highs in Gallup polling. Nearly 60% of Americans say they're better off financially than they were last year, and that's up from 50% the year prior. This is from Gallup's yearly Mood of the Nation survey. They took it last month. So what is your financial mood like? What will happen if you stick with your spending habits? What big expenses are on your five-year horizon, and how are you planning for them? We're at 800-642-1234 to join in. Peggy Olive is a financial capability specialist at the UW-Madison Center for Financial Security and the Division of Extension. Peggy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me back, Kate.
All right, so how should we go about setting financial goals? First, on short-term goals, how do we be practical and get these short-term goals done?
Well, it's going to be completely individual choice, so people can start with something that they're excited about, maybe something they're worried about, you know, something that's going to break in the near future or a big trip they want to take. So whatever people are most excited about is a great place to start. And then once you kind of know the direction you're headed, as you mentioned, you know, the word budgeting, that B word, then it's all about looking where your money is currently going. And so maybe it's tracking your spending, tracking your expenses. And when the dust settles from doing that for a month, you can see where are there maybe small areas that could be tweaked that you could start pulling that money back and putting it towards your goals.
Well, short-term goals, it sounds like motivation is going to be there because you're going to be able to actualize that goal in the short term. But what about those long-term goals that seem so far down the road, it's really hard to get your arms around them?
That is, it's harder to keep that motivation up, something to be excited about. You know, when you're 25 or 35 or even 45, retirement seems so far off. Or maybe you just have a young one just starting school, and so college seems so far off. But those long-term goals will be getting here sooner than we can even think about. So really breaking those long-term goals into smaller benchmarks, kind of chunking it down. Maybe you set a dollar amount, or maybe you set a percentage by a certain date. So really based on your timeline, and then you'll have a better idea knowing if you're on the track, on the right timeline for yourself personally.
Staying in that timeline, though, it can be a little bit tough because of unexpected things that happen. Once you have this goal, you set a timeline, how do you stick with it? How do you stay on track?
It's, again, just expect that things will happen. So if you don't, as an individual or a household, have an emergency fund or some way to cover some of those unexpected events that come up, that's a great goal to start with. And you can simultaneously save for multiple goals, you know, how much you want to put towards an emergency fund or save for that newer vehicle or save for retirement. So kind of chunking that up. But just expect that those barriers will happen. I mean, that's all a part of life. And I might add, too, you know, we're talking about money towards goals, but not all financial goals it require you to have money. Mm. So let's say you just donated all of your discretionary funds for the month to Wisconsin Public Radio. but now we're talking about goals. So you're like, okay, where do I start? So, I mean, you could think about the tracking the spending, kind of getting into that habit or just getting that information about your budget. You can do that, and it doesn't require you to find extra money right away. You can start researching maybe a purchase you want to make, or if you're planning to put money away somewhere, like a retirement account. You can do some research on that. You can talk to some of the trusted people around you in your own life in terms of, you know, what do they do or what works for them. So there's lots of steps people can take along the way, even while they're working up to get some of that money to set aside.
Peggy, is it true that cutting down on the little daily expenses like going out to lunch or getting that coffee on the way to work, is that necessary in order to really save money, or should we be focusing elsewhere?
It's really an individual choice. I know that we've heard about that the latte factor, but one cup of coffee is not going to, you know, ruin anyone's emergency fund. It all comes down to knowing what your individual priorities are. So, for example, if you've tracked your spending for the month and you're sitting down at the end of the month and looking where your money went, if going out to coffee is important to you, then yes, it should be showing up in your budget, and that's great. And on the same venue, that you also need to look for those places that you've cut your money back. So maybe going out to coffee is important to you, but maybe having cable TV is not. So it's really a matter of knowing what your own priorities are. And then when you look at your own budget and your own spending, does it match your priorities?
We have UW Financial Capability Specialist Peggy Olive giving us practical advice on budgeting. What financial decision are you most proud of? What is one change you're trying to make to improve your financial position? What questions do you have about credit cards? Join in through the hour, 800-642-1234. Email questions to ideas@wpr.org. Back for more in a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. We're spending the hour on financial self-reflection, getting your personal finance questions answered here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. But first, let's take a moment to talk about WPR's Winter Member Drive that is officially underway. I'm here with Mike Crane. Good morning.
Good morning.
The largest source of funding for WPR programs is from listeners like you. This drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we're talking about financial goals today, and we have a financial goal for the pledge drive, of course, too. And the way we get there is members. And we have about 40 minutes left in this hour, and we're looking for 10 more people to join in. Now, thanks if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
And as I say, we're talking about financial stuff with Peggy Olive, and she said something close to my heart right away. She said, maybe coffee is important to you. And not just now, I have 3 o'clock coffee, you know? So that's in my financial plan. The Ideas Network keeps you informed and entertained every day. You get value from Kate Archer-Kent and her guests, and also the People's Pharmacy and Garden Talk and Zorba Pastor on Your Health and the many other shows that you've come to rely on.
The list goes on and on. WPR gives you a window on the world like no other. So support the exciting mix of shows you enjoy on the Ideas Network with your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, maybe you have a monthly subscription, you know, for your cell phone or Netflix and Hulu and Acorn or whatever. Now we're asking you to support WPR like you pay for other services that you count on.
The difference here, though, is that you decide how much to give. Support the programs that are part of your day. Become a WPR sustainer. Choose a monthly gift amount that works for you right now. Then set up ongoing installments at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may not be thinking about t-shirts in February, but the new WPR t-shirt with its two-tone design on a forest-colored tee is waiting for you. Where will you show yours off?
When I drop my kids off at school, wear that to the grocery store.
Hiking, working out.
St. Paddy's Day Parade, it's definitely ready for March 17th.
You can wear your WPR t-shirt to so many places. Get yours now when you make a gift of $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Ah, love the t-shirts. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Crane, and it is your support during this winter member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And so your gift of $10 a month or $20 a month, whatever amount that is the right amount.
We ask that you make a contribution. We also ask that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. And a lot of people give $10 or $20 a month, but some give $100 a month.
Whatever that amount, whatever it is, we will use it to support the programs you enjoy, keeping your source for information and entertainment on WPR going strong. Give now whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have about 36 minutes left in this hour. We're looking for 9 more people to join in during this hour. You make WPR and the morning show and all the great programs on the Ideas Network possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
By the way, you can support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride when you ask for the 2020 WPR t-shirt. Give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift is really powerful. It really makes a difference. So go ahead and make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you.
Right now, we're discussing the pressing issues that hit our pocketbook. Maybe you're a rock star with saving, but you've watched a close friend or perhaps a family member struggle with overspending. How did you change your relationship with money and form lasting financial habits? Do you have questions about how to decrease your debt and save for retirement or your kids' education? What are your saving priorities at this moment? Join in through the hour, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. UW Financial Capability Specialist Peggy Olive is our guide. So, Peggy, I understand you have a penchant for dark chocolate, and you've actually...
Oh, this is bad. Yes, that is true.
And you've created a whole budget around dark chocolate. Give us an idea about how this works and how you went about building your budget around dark chocolate.
Okay, this is just shameful. But okay, so I do track my spending. I started tracking my own spending back in the late 1900s when I started telling people about this is important. So I'm like, I'm going to do this. And one, you know, I do have a little coffee, but one of my things is dark chocolate. So for 1 year, I categorized dark chocolate as a need and milk chocolate as a want. So for 1 year, I separated out dark chocolate from milk chocolate in my budget just to see how much this, I'm not saying it was an addiction. This is because I could choose to stop, but, you know, that's a long ways off. So if I'm choosing to have all of this dark chocolate, I want to know how much this is costing me. And if I need to cut back on something, I will cut back on the chocolate that means the least to me. So it's a silly example, but that's something that I use to, you know, there's going to be many other things that I cut out of my budget before they pry that dark chocolate out of my hand.
It sounds like dark chocolate is like a leading indicator as to how your budget is doing.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. That's so, the state of our household finances.
One of the things that we come across in our day-to-day lives is what to do about tipping. How do you include expenses that can fluctuate and incorporating tipping into our budget?
You mentioned expenses that fluctuate, and those are one of the most challenging expenses in a budget because those fixed expenses like the mortgage, the car payment, the student loan, you know what they're going to be. They take a big chunk right off the top. But things like tipping when you go out to eat, or maybe you're getting your hair done and you tip, or you go stay in a hotel for something. There's some schools of thought that say, you know, if you can't afford to leave that tip, you know, anywhere from 10% if you're very concerned about the service, to 20% if the service is fine, or even 25% if it's a place you go to regularly. So many people say if you can't afford that tip along with the expense of the meal, then you can't afford to go out to eat at that restaurant. So that's, you know, people have strong feelings about tipping and service, and but in general, if you read around different tour sites, and that's kind of where people settle on, that just include the factoring in the tip when you're planning to go out to eat. So just know it's all a part of your total budget.
Let's take on debt here and how we should factor paying down debt in our budget. What would you suggest?
Well, starting with your tracking spending and looking for ideas for where you can get a little bit money if you can free up some money to put towards your debt payments. So, for example, maybe you have a few credit cards, or you really want to pay off that car, or you have a doctor's bill you have to pay off. There's a few schools of thought about how to start tackling debt, and there's a great app and website out there called powerpay.org from Utah State University. So you can enter the different forms of debt you have, and you can enter that monthly payment, the total balance, the interest amount, and then you can choose what's most important to you. Do you just want to get rid of some of those smaller debts and then feel like you're having those quick wins? You know, maybe you have a $50 doctor bill and you just want to get that taken care of versus a $2,000 credit card. So you can start with those smaller bills, and that's called the snowball because it slowly builds up and builds up. And when you've paid off, let's say, that $50 doctor bill, whatever money was going towards that doctor bill, now you free up that money and you apply it towards the next debt that you want to tackle. So maybe you double your monthly credit card payment. So that's one way to look at it. And then the other way, some people use the avalanche method, and they look at the debt they have that has the highest interest rate. Hmm. So if you start with that debt with the highest interest rate, then you know you'll be saving more money in the long run by paying that down first.
We have UW Financial Capability Specialist Peggy Olive tackling your personal finance questions through the hour. How do you prioritize necessities and luxuries? Have you had to revamp your budget recently due to a change in your cash flow? How is it working? 800-642-1234. We'll be back for more with Peggy Olive. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're taking your personal finance questions one at a time, talking about how to build a budget that is realistic and sustainable. But first, we're talking about building a sustainable Wisconsin public radio. It is the winter member drive, and I'm here with Mike Crane. Good morning.
It's great to be here.
And we're here to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Support from people like you is the biggest piece of the funding for WPR programs. And that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
We've been hearing from people. 25 minutes left in this hour, and we are looking for six more people to join in during the hour. Your gift right now during the morning show is so important because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is right now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're enjoying a conversation with financial expert Peggy Olive. And I love the segment just a little while ago where she talked about the dark chocolate savings plan. That would be, I understand that. And just
yours is in the form of coffee.
That's right. And dark chocolate
and
for
dark
that matter.
Chocolate. Okay.
But, you know, the idea, of course, is to make financial ideas accessible. And that's one of the things you find on the Ideas Network all the time, the kinds of conversations that you can count on from the morning show.
And these are the kinds of conversations, as Mike said, you count on. WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you join in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
You know, it's easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are just part of your routine, like that cup of coffee we keep joking about or a snack from the vending machine.
But consider the news, the information, the inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. Maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month, is just the right donation for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives, because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Sarah, thank you for sustaining. Be like Sarah. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Mike Crane. It's your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And when is the right time to give? Now is the time. Give right now while you're thinking about it. It takes just a few minutes to contribute.
And you'll have that really good feeling of supporting the programs you love. See what that's like right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
22 minutes left in this hour, and we're looking for another six people to join in. You make the Ideas Network possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting programs you love, you'll have five chances to win a $500 travel agency gift card. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers, those making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered.
Jay from Green Bay is a fan, Kate. Jay says, I listen to the morning show on the way to work every morning. I listen to Central Time every evening on my way home, and I can't imagine my day without WPR.
Oh, that is great. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Right now, we're looking at your personal finance questions. Americans are expressing peak optimism about their future pocketbook. About 3 in 4 U.S. adults predict they'll be better off financially a year from now. And that's from the new Gallup Poll's Mood of the Nation survey. How is your financial health right now? Are you optimistic about next year? Do you have student loan debt, credit card debt, other debt? How do you manage it? What do you prioritize? What do you want help with? 800-642-1234 is the number to join in with your questions. 800-642-1234. And UW Financial Capability Specialist Peggy Olive is our guide. So, Peggy, when it comes to long-term savings, how do you figure out how much of your monthly income you should be saving? What are some of the percentages there?
There are a lot of general rules of thumb percentages that are out there, and again, they may or may not fit each individual situation. So, for example, one of the guidelines is to save at least 10% of your income to put towards retirement. you know, that could be great if you're, you know, in your 20s and just starting that first job and opening up that retirement account or contributing to work. But maybe if you're in your 40s, 10% is going to leave you probably a little bit short of what your ideal retirement would look like. So you can start with some of those benchmarks, like saving that 10% for retirement or saving that 5% for emergencies and other financial goals, knowing that, you know, it's just a place to start. And then you have to figure out, you have to do the work and figure out how it fits into your own budget and your own goals.
Are there particular savings accounts, or would you recommend that don't have fees or have high annual percentage yields? What are some of the ways that people can save in accounts?
Well, even just opening up a savings account at your bank or credit union and have money direct deposited into that account out of your paycheck is a great place to start. And then have that benchmark. Know, for example, if it's an emergency fund savings, know how much you need. For example, it could be 3 to 6 months of your basic living expenses in that emergency fund. And when that money starts to grow after a few years, and it will when you have that money put in, then look around for other options to get a little bit more interest on your money. It could be purchasing a shorter-term CD, a certificate of deposit, through your bank or credit union. It could be going to an online FDIC-insured bank that has higher savings rates. Some of the online accounts have 1.5% to 2% interest on a savings account. So when you're looking for your saving, you know, it's nice to neglect it when the money's going in there, and then at some point have that amount or that benchmark so you can give it a little bit more attention and figure out how can you make your money grow even better.
A little bit more oomph there. Well, let's bring in a call now. Dwayne is joining us from Weston this morning. Hi, Dwayne.
Oh, good morning. It's a great topic. I always talk to my kids about how to track their spending. But one thing that saved me a little money was when we have three cell phones and it can get a bit expensive with, you know, data and talk text. Well, I called the carrier and told him, you know, we're trying to cut back and whatnot. And he gave me the new promotion rate that was out from when I signed up, you know, a year or two earlier, and it saved us quite a bit. And, well, what got me started on that was there was another carrier offering unlimited talk text for $30 a line. So I did it. And here they didn't have a tower in their area. So then I had to go back to my old carrier. it was a lot of phone calls, but it ended up saving me a bunch because when I went back to my old carrier like 2 days later, it saved me $40 a month.
Wow. Yeah. Dwayne, thank you so much for that. Peggy Olive, it sounds like renegotiating with your cell phone carrier could pay dividends.
Yes, that's a great tip. And I hear, Dwayne, I hear the pain of the calls and the time and the energy. And then look at the money that he saved with that. So you can renegotiate with a utility provider like your cell phone or your cable provider. You can even negotiate if you've been an excellent credit card customer. And I think we've talked about this in the past. For example, if you miss a payment, just one payment, typically if you call up, they'll drop that late fee. You can also negotiate in terms of your credit limit to help increase your credit score. So, yes, people do have the power to ask, to negotiate. I was just reading something, sadly, that women are a little bit more likely to be turned down in negotiations, for example, with a credit card. So that was, you know, sad to disappointing to see, but you can always ask and you can always figure out what you want and do like what Dwayne did. I had heard from one person before I was talking to that said they had the basic cable plan and they're like decided, no, we don't need this anymore. So they called to cancel it. And the person they were talking to, the consumer service person, said, well, we have a more basic one than our basic cable plan. So all of a sudden, the price kept going down and down as she was trying to cancel.
Mm.
So I think using, you know, Dwayne's mindset that, you know, you're there to negotiate or walk away or find something different, it's a great negotiating tool.
Talking with Peggy Olive, a financial capability specialist at the UW-Madison Center for Financial Security. She's taking your personal finance questions, your tips on saving as well, like Duane had with negotiating on cell phone service. Join in 800-642-1234. Peggy, I read recently millennials are really racking up retirement savings in Roth IRAs. Gen Y contributed $373 million to IRAs in the fourth quarter, and it was a huge increase year over year. Can you tell us a little bit about Roth IRAs and how to use them for retirement?
Sure. So a Roth IRA is a financial product that individuals can use. Anyone who has that earned income, or if they're married and their spouse has earned income, they can put it in a Roth IRA. If you have a retirement account through your employer and there's a matching, like through a 401k or any other tax-deferred perks, I would definitely say, you know, start by looking with your employer. But if you're self-employed or an entrepreneur, then a Roth IRA is a great product to put your money into for longer-term retirement goals. You do pay taxes on the money in your income, but then when you put it in the IRA and you take it out in the future, many, many years from now, then that money is tax-free. So you're paying your tax up front, and then it's growing. All that interest will be tax-free. And if something does happen, individuals can withdraw that some of their principal, that money they put in, but not the interest. If you withdraw the interest before you're 59 and a half, just knowing that you're going to face some penalties, some stiff taxes on that. So it's great. I had read that study too, and that millennials are ahead of savings in terms of where other generations were at their same age. So that's great that they have their eye on that.
Yeah, very good news. You were talking earlier about the Utah State self-directed debt elimination app. Are there apps that we can get on for retirement savings that can help keep track of retirement?
You know, there are lots of apps out there. Some are free, and then there's others. I think we mentioned earlier that Acorns. I think the one, everything has pros and cons. So some of those apps, they help you, like that Acorns, to round up. And you can open up an investment account, and for example, when you've made let's say you've made a purchase for $24, you can round up and put that extra dollar towards that your investment. The challenge, and then maybe you go through the month and you've invested $20 or $25. The challenge is that those fees are a little bit higher on those apps and they add up slowly. So maybe you're paying $3, $4, $5 a month for that app. And if you just opened up your own Roth IRA at a financial institution or some investment company you trust, typically those fees are going to be a lot lower than if you kind of nickel and dime your investing through an app. So it's just something to be aware of when you factor in the purchase price of some of those apps when you're looking around the app store.
As we start to wrap up here, what should an emergency fund look like? How much should be saved up in that emergency fund, and how would you suggest building it up?
Build it up slowly, you know, a dollar at a time. And as I mentioned, with emergency funds, typically they say start with the amount of money that would help you sleep a little bit better at night. So maybe there's something you're concerned about, or a rent payment or mortgage or a car repair. So start with that amount, and that's a great starting point. That'll be your first success benchmark. And then keep going. Have that money automatically put in, you know, cut the milk chocolate from your budget, because that's easy for me to say, and then put that extra money into the emergency fund. And if an emergency happens, you know, yes, by all means, pull that out, use that money, and then knowing that you're going to just start rebuilding it, because that's why it's there.
You know, and how you have that muscle memory of how you can rebuild that fund.
Yes, yeah, because savings is all about the habit. And if you can make it automatic, like that automatic deposit, and keep it out of sight, that's great. And then when you hit those benchmarks, I've mentioned maybe it's 3 months of expenses, or if you want to save up 6 months of living expenses, then you can take that amount of money over your benchmark and put it into a higher savings or a CD.
Peggy, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Is this where I give my credit card number on the air for the pledge drive?
Peggy Olive is a financial capability specialist at the UW-Madison Center for Financial Security and the Division of Extension. You can find her on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. You're with us for The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Right now, though, it is the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive, a great time to take stock of what WPR provides throughout the year. I'm here with Mike Crane. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you count on the Ideas Network for these great discussions, and it's your gift of any amount that makes these discussions possible. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
When three more people join in during this next 6 minutes of the hour, the last 6 minutes, we will meet our goal for the hour. And the goals are set up to make sure that WPR has the funding for the programs that you enjoy and count on. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Mike, you know, we talk about service journalism quite a bit and how, you know, the things we learn on the Ideas Network, on Wisconsin Public Radio, really help inform how we conduct our lives and our conversation about our personal finances. You know, I learn something new from Peggy Olive every single time
that's
right. We have her on. There's always something new to learn. And that is what I love about The Morning Show and about the Ideas Network. We're always searching for new ideas. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show.
And earlier, Peggy made a great point that it's not only about money. It's about your plans, what you'd like to do and what you can decide not to do or defer. Really great conversation. And you know, WPR is listener supported. That means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
And we have such a beautiful new t-shirt this year. You're going to love it. It's printed right here in Wisconsin. This Heather Forest green tee has a stylish geometric design. Show off your WPR pride when you ask for your WPR t-shirt. Give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I have definitely bought some crazy clothes.
It's a little thing, you wind it up and it goes across the top of the table. She broke it in the first 5 seconds.
Silliest thing. It was Kahlua.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and I'm here with Mike Crane. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for all the WPR programs you rely on, and that is why your support during this winter member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month, something in between. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Here's a great comment from Sora from Bennett, who says, as a teacher and an avid Facebooker, It's a rare day that I don't share something I learned from the morning show with my students. Thanks, Sora, for the contribution. And thanks to you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
You know, you can turn the radio or your stream on every day without an upfront charge and enjoy hours and hours of great conversation on the Ideas Network. WPR is available to everyone because listeners like you help to cover the cost.
So join today. Become a member with your first ever gift of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Getting very close to the end of the hour. Help us have a great fundraising hour when you make your contribution. You'll help us to meet our goals. WPR is listener-powered, and that's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Remember that lovely 2020 WPR t-shirt, USA made, printed right here in Wisconsin. Give $10 a month or more. Get one, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Ask for your t-shirt. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference. And thank you so much for your support.